When it comes to protecting yourself in a dangerous world, not all martial arts are created equal. Some are built for the ring, others for the street, and a few are rooted in philosophy as much as physical combat. Aikido falls into that last category. Known for its flowing movements, graceful throws, and peaceful message, Aikido has attracted millions of students around the globe. But grace and philosophy do not always translate into stopping an attacker who wants to hurt you. In this installment of our martial arts series, we take an honest look at Aikido. We trace where it came from, break down how it actually works, and put its self-defense value to the test. Then we place it within our ranking of the 11 arts so you can decide whether it belongs in your personal preparedness plan. We will not soften what follows, and we will not sneer at it either. Whether you are a lifelong survivalist or just starting to think about defending yourself and your family, this evaluation gives you the facts without the hype. The origins and philosophy of Aikido. Aikido is a relatively modern martial art, but its roots reach back into much older fighting systems. It was created in the early 20th century by a Japanese martial artist named Morihei Ueshiba, who is respected by students as O-sensei, meaning great teacher. Ueshiba was a skilled fighter who studied several traditional Japanese combat systems during his life. The most important of these was Daido Ryu Aiki Jujutsu, a battlefield art that focused on joint locks, throws, and controlling an opponent through leverage rather than raw strength. Over time, Ueshiba began to change what he had learned. He was deeply affected by his spiritual beliefs and his experiences with violence. Rather than building an art focused only on defeating enemies, he wanted to create a discipline that protected the defender while also protecting the attacker from serious harm. By the 1920s and 1930s, his teaching had evolved into what we now call Aikido. The name itself gives a clear picture of its purpose. Ai means harmony, ki means spirit or energy, and do means the way. Together, the word means the way of harmony with energy. Read that intention carefully, because it explains everything that follows. Aikido was not designed to be the most effective response to violence. It was designed to be a good response to violence, in the moral sense of that word. Judging it by our standard is fair, but it is worth remembering that our standard is not the one Ueshiba was building toward. The core philosophy. The heart of Aikido is the idea of blending with an attacker rather than meeting force with force. Instead of blocking a punch head-on or trading blows, an Aikido practitioner is trained to move with the incoming energy, redirect it, and use the attacker's own momentum to unbalance and control them. This is the concept of working with ki, or energy flow. Aikido also carries a strong message of non-aggression. Ueshiba believed that true victory came from resolving conflict without destroying the other person. Many schools teach that the ideal outcome of a violent encounter is one where the attacker is stopped but not badly injured. This spiritual and ethical dimension sets Aikido apart from more aggressive combat systems. As we will see, this same philosophy shapes both the strengths and the weaknesses of Aikido when it is used for real self-defense. Core principles and signature techniques. To understand how Aikido works, you first need to understand the principles that guide every movement. Unlike arts that rely on powerful strikes, Aikido is built around circular motion, balance, and leverage. The goal is not to overpower an attacker but to control them using timing and body positioning. Key principles. Circular motion is one of the most recognizable features of Aikido. Instead of moving in straight lines, practitioners turn, pivot, and spiral. This allows them to get out of the path of an attack while staying close enough to control the attacker. Joint locks are another core element. By applying pressure to the wrist, elbow, or shoulder in ways the body does not want to move, an Aikido student can control a much larger opponent. Throws are also central, often flowing directly from a lock or a redirected attack. The unifying idea behind all of these is using an attacker's momentum against them. If someone lunges forward, that forward energy can be guided into a throw rather than resisted. Note the condition buried in that sentence. Someone has to lunge. Signature techniques. Several techniques define Aikido and appear in almost every school. Ikkyo is a foundational arm control that pins an attacker by controlling the elbow and wrist, forcing them face down to the ground. Shionage, or the four-direction throw, twists the attacker's arm over their own shoulder to off-balance and throw them. Kotegashi is a wrist turn that redirects an attacker and drops them by bending the wrist against its natural range. Iraminage, sometimes called the entering throw, brings the defender inside the attack and uses a sweeping motion to send the attacker to the ground. How Aikido is trained. Aikido practice relies on two roles. The Nage is the person performing the technique, and the Yuke is the person receiving it. A vital skill for the Yuke is Ukemi, or breakfalling, which is the art of falling safely without injury. Because Aikido throws can be violent, Students spend a great deal of time learning to roll and fall so they can train without getting hurt. Most training is cooperative, meaning the yuke attacks in a predictable way and allows the Naj to complete the technique. This cooperative method helps students learn complex movements. It also creates the central problem with Aikido, which we address next without flinching: real-world self-defense effectiveness. Now we come to the most important question for anyone focused on preparedness. Does Aikido actually work when someone is trying to assault you? The honest answer is that it usually does not, and the reason has less to do with the techniques than with the human nervous system. The adrenaline problem. Aikido depends on fine motor control, applied to a small joint, executed at speed, against a moving target. Under a genuine adrenaline dump, fine motor control is the first thing your body takes away from you. Your hands shake. Your grip coarsens. Your vision narrows and your hearing dulls. Complex sequences that you have performed perfectly 1,000 times in a calm room become unavailable to you at precisely the moment you need them. This is not a criticism unique to Aikido, and every honest martial artist knows it. It is why effective systems build their responses around gross motor movements. A hammer fist. A push. A tackle. Techniques a terrified person can still perform. Kotegashi is not a hammer fist. It is a wrist turn requiring correct angle, correct timing, and correct pressure applied to a limb that is actively trying to escape. It is beautiful and it works, right up until your body stops cooperating with you. The techniques that flow so smoothly against a compliant training partner demand a precision your nervous system will not supply when it matters most. The cooperation problem. Compounding this, most Aikido schools train against an attacker who gives a committed, predictable attack and does not resist the technique. Real attackers do not behave this way. They move unpredictably, throw fast combinations, pull back, change targets, and fight hard against being controlled. A technique that requires your attacker to lunge and stay lunged is a technique built on a promise that no attacker has ever made. Aikido also lacks live sparring in most schools. Without pressure testing, a student never discovers which of his techniques survive contact with an unwilling person. He may practice for a decade and never once find out. The striking problem. Aikido has almost no offensive striking. It offers few tools against someone throwing punches rather than reaching to grab, and reaching to grab is not what most assaults look like. An art that cannot hurt an attacker must control him instead. That is a much harder task, it takes much longer, and it fails much more often. Where Aikido genuinely shines. None of the above makes Aikido worthless, and anyone who says so is selling something. Aikido is legitimately effective against grabs. If someone seizes your wrist, arm, or clothing, Aikido gives you a real set of tools to break free, control the attacker, and create distance. Joint locks and controlling techniques are useful in situations where you may not want to injure someone, such as an aggressive but unarmed person, a drunk relative, or a workplace conflict. This makes Aikido attractive for security workers, medical staff, and anyone who needs to restrain rather than harm. The de-escalation philosophy is a real advantage. Aikido teaches awareness, calmness under pressure, and the goal of ending conflict with minimal damage. For a survivalist, staying calm and avoiding unnecessary escalation is worth more than most physical techniques. And there is ukemi. Aikido teaches you to fall without being hurt by the ground, and the ground hurts far more people every year than fists do. Ice. Stairs. A shove from behind. An Aikido student who is pushed to the pavement tucks, rolls, and stands up. That skill will probably serve you more often than any wrist lock in the curriculum. Where Aikido ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, Aikido ranks 11th. There is no gentle way to say this and no reason to pretend otherwise. It is last. We say it with respect for the tradition, for Ueshiba, and for the many serious people who have devoted their lives to it, and we are not going to hide behind the phrase bottom third. Against Taekwondo. Taekwondo sits one place above Aikido, and it is the only art on this list Aikido is measured against from below. The gap is not close. Taekwondo has its own serious problems, and we have written about them at length. Its sport rules train habits that betray you in close quarters. But a Taekwondo student is a conditioned athlete who spars regularly, absorbs contact, and can deliver enough force through a single front kick to end an encounter. That option exists. It is available under stress. It requires no cooperation from the attacker. Aikido's answer to a committed attacker is a technique that presumes he committed in a particular way and then failed to adapt. Taekwondo at least brings a weapon to the parking lot. Aikido brings a request. Consider the cousin comparison. Judo shares much of Aikido's DNA. Same throws in many cases, same leverage, same origins in Japanese jiu-jitsu. The difference is that judoka test their throws every single week against a fully resisting adult who is trying to throw them first, and aikido students generally do not. Same techniques. Different certainty. That difference is the entire ranking. Against Krav Maga. Krav Maga sits at the top of our ranking, and the two arts form the clearest contrast in this series. Both were designed with a philosophy. Krav Maga's philosophy is that the encounter should end as quickly as possible and you should leave. Aikido's philosophy is that the encounter should end without harming the person who chose to start it. One of those philosophies asks less of you under stress. Krav Maga's entire technical vocabulary is built from gross motor movements a panicked person can still execute. Aikido's is built from precise ones. Both trained hard. Only one designed around what a frightened human body can actually do. WHO should train Aikido. Aikido is a good fit for people who want a lower impact practice that still builds awareness, balance, and control. It is genuinely useful for those in professions that require restraining people without causing injury. It can also be a strong second art for someone who already has a solid striking or grappling base and wants to add joint control and redirection. Where Aikido falls short is as a first and only choice for stopping a committed, aggressive attacker. The verdict. Aikido teaches breakfalls, balance, movement, and composure. These are real benefits and they are not nothing. They are also not a self-defense system. A survivalist focused on being fully prepared should treat Aikido as a supplement, never a foundation. Pair it with a pressure-tested art and it becomes far more useful than it is alone. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Aikido gives you awareness of balance, movement, and the ability to stay calm under pressure. What it does not give you is almost everything a violent attacker will actually do. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. For Aikido, that recognition matters more than for any other art here. Aikido paired with a pressure-tested foundation becomes a genuine asset. The joint locks find their timing. The redirection finds its range. The calm finds something to be calm about. Aikido alone remains what it has always been, which is a beautiful practice and a poor plan. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Aikido offers real value in awareness, control, and calm under pressure, and its joint locks work well against grabs. Its cooperative training, absence of striking, and reliance on fine motor precision leave it badly exposed against a determined attacker. For anyone serious about self-defense, Aikido should not stand alone. Build your foundation on a pressure-tested art like boxing, wrestling, or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, then add Aikido to expand your skills. Preparedness means honest evaluation, not blind loyalty to a discipline. That cuts both ways. Do not dismiss Aikido because it is fashionable to do so, and do not defend it because you have invested years in it. Train the tools that actually work under stress, and you give yourself the best chance of protecting yourself and those you care about when violence finds you.